This is a meditation on the art of letting go. Whatever it is that you may be carrying with you that is no longer serving your life. And as we begin, I want you to find a quiet and comfortable space where you can become relaxed and feel at ease in this moment. And as you do such, I want you to take a few moments to take some deep breaths. That way you can become very rooted in your body, become grounded and safe. And as you take these breaths, I want you to let go of anything else currently in your day. Anything that's happened, any stresses or to-dos, and just let them fall away during this brief time we have together. And continue to focus on embodying those breaths and the comfort that you feel in your body. As you breathe in, I want you to visualize a bright white light of peace and comfort entering your body. And as you breathe out, this light spreads to every cell and space in your body and coming out your feet and going into the earth so you feel truly connected, grounded and safe. And as you continue with these breaths, I want you to visualize yourself at the base of a beautiful mountain. It's springtime, it's sunny and warm out. The flowers are out. You can hear the birds chirping. Your body is strong. Your legs are strong. You are energized. And you've decided to go on a hike today up to the top of the mountain where the views are just beautiful. Before you begin, you are given a backpack with all the things that you may need for this hike. With a few deep breaths, you begin to ascend your hike up to the top of this mountain. But as you begin your hike, you feel something heavy in this backpack. It seems a bit foreign to you. And while this hike is beautiful, and there's so many beautiful things and plants and flowers and animals and trees and views to see on this mountain, you cannot ignore the weight that continues to grow and fester with each step that you take. And as you continue to ascend, this weight begins to hinder your walk, your stride. It seems that you have packed your own set of weights that you have put in this backpack that is not serving your hike. Is not serving you. The more you continue to climb, the more you feel this weight, the more it starts to become very uncomfortable. But only you know what this weight that you carry is. What is it that you are carrying with you? It is heavy. Be specific as you try to identify what you have put in your backpack that is holding you back from living the life that you desire, the life of freedom, of peace, of true power rooted in your being. What is blocking this? It could be a belief about yourself. It could be a hurt that someone has bestowed upon you. It could be resistance towards a circumstance, something not going your way. It could be your fear of the future. It could be fear of failure. Whatever it is, as you continue your hike, you realize that this weight needs to be let go of in order for you to reach the top with success and with joy and with true freedom and ease. And so whatever it is that you are carrying, how specifically is it holding you back in other ways of your life besides this hike? Is it holding you back from doing things that you would like to try? Is it holding you back from feeling peace and safety in your body? Is it holding you back by putting pressure on yourself or by giving you toxic thoughts in your head that don't nurture you, that don't support you? As you come to identify how this is holding you back, you're already midway to the climb of this mountaintop. And we look to our left and we see a perfect spot on the mountain's edge where we can take this backpack and take out this weight that no longer serves us so that we can simply let go of it by dropping it off the side of this mountain. And as you come to this spot, I want you to take this weight that you have been carrying out of your backpack and face it head on. I want you to look at it. But yet, instead of being angry with it, or instead of resisting it, or being angry with yourself that you have carried this weight, I want you to look at it with grace and with gratitude. Because although this weight has been heavy and a burden, you have packed it as a defense mechanism. Your mind and your body has held on to this as a way to try and make you safe. We always do the best that we know how in each moment. And this is simply a gesture of our subconscious trying to make us safe, trying to hold on to something so that we feel like we are protecting ourselves. But the truth is, we are already safe and whole. And all this weight is doing is just simply hindering us from making the growth and strides that we want to move forward. And so as we get to the point of throwing this weight off the mountain, feel one last time where all this weight has festered in your body, more than just in your backpack. It could be in your throat, in your chest, in your heart, in your shoulders, in your neck, your lower back, your hips. Wherever this weight is, I want you to give it breath and light and focus. I want you to direct your breath into where this spot feels tight and heavy. As you give this space in your body light and love, you strengthen yourself to let go of this weight so that it can no longer affect your body, your mind, your heart, your peace, and your life. And even if it is a grudge or a hurt from someone else, it is not so much the other person or circumstance you're letting this weight go for. It is for your own peace, so that you can move forward with peace and everything else falls away. And so as you are ready, take a deep breath. Pick your shoulders up and throw this weight as far off the cliff's edge as you can. Prepared to never pick it up or see it again. And as you do such, I want you to notice the lightness in your body as this weight is now gone. Notice the lightness in your chest, in your heart, in your throat, your shoulders, wherever it has been festered, wherever you have been carrying it. I want you to experience that moment of lightness and ease. You're ready to make your climb, to finish your hike up to the mountaintop. And as you make your way to the top, feel how much more light you have in your body and your feet. How much more power and confidence you feel that this weight is no longer with you. That you only have what you need to move forward with clarity and power. And as you've made it to the top of the mountain, you get to see the vast views of your life as you desire it to be. You can overlook the edge and see the ocean or rolling hills or a forest. And whatever it is, your life is on the backdrop perfectly, freely, as you desire it to be. And in this view, you notice that this is what you've had all along. This has been here all along. You are now ready to embrace and embody it. This weight was no longer you. It was simply something that you had made a choice to carry and have also made the choice to let go of now. And continue to breathe. Make the decision now to carry this lightness, this feeling with you, from every moment on, you have whatever it takes to move forward with what serves you, to grow and develop in the way that you desire. And picture this now. How do you want your life to be moving forward? How do you want to feel? How do you want to be? What do you want to happen? What is going to truly fulfill you? What do you want to do next? Take your time to embody this feeling as long as you desire. Even after this meditation, take the breaths needed, take the time needed to really foster this new feeling. With everything out of your way, with everything heavy that you have let go of, you now have the space to come into your power and grow in the way that God has meant for your life. I hope this was helpful. Wishing you abundant life and growth and light and love.